I'm joined now by our science correspondent, George Lee. We heard just at the top of the programme, George, from Ingrid Miley, the live register now topping the 500,000, and the big question being, how long is all of this then likely to go on, this extraordinary effort by the state to protect its citizens? And that question of the length, or how long we can expect these restrictions on our economic and social activity, that was raised, wasn't it, at today's briefing, George?
Well, it was, and Simon Coveney would have said, obviously everything is under review all the time, but it certainly looks like it'll go on for quite a while. When you look at the numbers, Anya, and if you consider where we could be and what is at stake, there is so much at stake, and it is such a difficult battle. If you look at Italy and you look at Spain as two empirical examples in Europe, European countries just like us, who are a little bit slower possibly at the beginning in terms of taking action. You have Italy with 60 million people, Spain, and they have 13,000 deaths so far. Spain with 46 million and 10,000 deaths, unfortunately, so far. If you substitute them down, if both countries were 5 million people like us, they would both have exactly the same number of deaths, 1,100 deaths so far. Now, that is really what was at stake. And both of those countries are still fighting with all of the restrictions, all still in place, and still terrified to lift them because of the consequence of the difficulty with this virus. We are so lucky in this stage because we had acted so quickly. We're a couple of weeks behind both of those countries, but they're European like us, they behave like us, and the virus spreads like it might have done here, and we're at 85 deaths. So that is what was at stake, and we have reduced the curve. There is absolutely no doubt about that in terms of the growth and the spread and the of this virus, because the opportunity to spread has been reduced, because you've seen three people of direct contact. Close contacts is the new number, rather than 20 where we were in the beginning when a person has been positive. And we know that people are washing their hands and social distancing. They're really critical. So all of those things and everything the government has done to restrict the growth of this virus, it is working, but the stakes are so high. And for us to get to the point where we can lift those restrictions or stop the battle has to be won. The global war against this virus has to be won. Nobody has a vaccine, and nobody yet has immunity. So the difficulty we have is to adjust, and we were told in the beginning, to a new way of life for a period of time. So I don't see seriously the restrictions, or at least the need for some kind of restrictions, being short term at all. I think it is possible some will be changed as the situation allows. But no, in my view, I think we're looking at something for a period of time, certainly a good few months. Certainly.
And the Taoiseach also spoke at today's briefing, didn't he, George? We'll have a listen to a clip here first before we talk about it. This is a new government initiative called the Community Call, and it's aimed at marshalling volunteers across the country.
I'm announcing a major national and local initiative called the Community Call. It's a partnership of national government, local government, and the community and voluntary sectors right across the country. It will coordinate community activity, direct community assistance, and where it's needed, it will marshal a volunteering response in every town, parish, county, and city in the country.
And George, of course, this is happening on an ad hoc basis in so many communities, but the government's seeking to organise this more fully nationwide. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. And they really believe that communities and neighbourhoods will be the key resource in getting us through this period. So what they have done is that they've organised with all of the local authorities and all of the community organisations, and alone, the group alone, has been given a very special role and prominent role in all of this, because they know what isolation is all about, and particularly they're dealing with those people. So what they have done, and this is up and running now, according to the briefing this morning, that in all the local authorities and all of these organisations, there's a central number for people if they need assistance, whether it is for deliveries of groceries or for pharmaceuticals or any other thing, not to feel left alone, for them to ring these numbers to speak to their neighbours, for neighbours to check on everybody else. A huge focus, the fact that we're in this together. and that we're all connected, and they're asking for all communities to pull together, and they believe that this is one of Ireland's biggest strengths, the strength of our community, whether it is through the GAA or any other organisation, and they're looking to see, and they have corralled all of these in an organised way, and they will be vetting people. So if somebody were to be recommended to you to provide you a service through this group, they will have been Garda vetted and they will have come through these communities, so to watch out for that. And the second thing, and Minister Michael Ring was very strong on this, for warning people to be very careful, to be on the watch out for criminals and scammers, to make sure that the people who are calling to them, maybe their neighbours or they're vetted and something like that, not to be fooled by these people, that they're looking to take advantage of people in vulnerable positions. So unfortunately, that threat is there. So they're saying go through this community call, and local authorities and those organisations are the way to go about it. And 8,500 people volunteered in the last week to be part of this whole community call issue, and so they will be kind of using those people after they vetted them and so on. So that's a really important structure, and it's one of the strong messages from them today, the government.
George, thank you. Our science correspondent, George Lee, there.